Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sean Doyle is our guest. He's the co-founder and principal at Fitzmartin, Inc., the author of Shift, his new book, and also Enabling Profit. He's helping small business owners put their best foot forward all the time. Sean, I need your website, please.
It's the best one to go to is Sean M. Doyle, SeanMDoyle.com.
Doyle with a Y. So check that out, folks. Hey, Sean, we're talking about some of the elements, some of the fundamentals that you've developed to help people get the customers pushed across the goal line from being a prospect to a customer in the late stage process where you think, you know, it's make or break, it's binary. They're either going to do it or they're not going to do it. And you've got to do everything you can to make sure that they make the choice in your favor. We talked about getting testimonials. We talked about offering substitutes like a free trial or let them take the puppy dog home. What's next?
Well, I think if you got the puppy dog home, you're good. You're good to go. I think that's the best strategy I've ever heard. there are two more techniques or processes, again, we call them arrows, that behavioral science state that will help people make this change. And the next one is called environmental control. I always wondered why big business spent so much money creating environments, like at a trade show or maybe buying a box at an NFL game, it's all about this environmental control. And, you know, if a prospect is in your space, or buyers in your retail space, you know, you've got an opportunity to create an environment there, but it's an environment that's not neutral. It's an environment that's designed, and the prospect knows that. People have very good radar of knowing when they're being sold to. So these environmental controls are really powerful if they're offsite and neutral. So if a buyer is at their office, they're in their standard way of doing things. Everything about their behavior is designed, and the environment's designed to keep doing things the way they've been doing them. If they're in your space, their guard's up because they know you're trying to sell them something. So off-site, neutral, and fun. I think what I just described is golf. It's the only time I say golf is allowed. People use golf too much because it's an excuse to spend
Here's what's critical when you're in this neutral time. Don't discuss business. No selling.
Yeah.
No process. I mean, absolutely hands off, zero pressure. You're literally just, it is a true neutral zone.
You know what's interesting about that? I agree that thing that'll happen
unless they bring it up. I mean, halfway through the deal, they say, you know, Jim, I've really enjoyed getting to know you today. Come over tomorrow and let's sign that contract. then you say thank you and shut up and then shut up. But I mean, unless they bring it up,
right,
it's neutral.
Move on.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Absolutely, and that's the brilliance of it. So that it's people don't think about those environmental controls. So I want a marketing firm to come to a client and say, let's design these four processes, these arrows. Let's equip sales to have these tools, and that's a great way marketing should serve business. I think often, as you know, small business doesn't get the benefit of really great counsel of marketing firms.
There's no question.
All they think about is ad agencies. Yeah, these four arrows are great things to ask your counsel to help you, to equip you. And if you're a marketer, you should be knowing how to do these things. And
let's talk about number four.
Equipping people. Oh, man, that's one of my favorite ones because it sounds almost silly. Reward for positive behavior. So do you remember when you were raising a child and they did something you liked that you wanted them to do and you gave them a little candy or you said good job?
Right.
Well, it's, you know, we're human. Verbal praise and encouragement.
Everybody likes it.
It works. It's just the way the world works. But you tell a sales team or a business owner this, and they think it's silly. Well, it's not silly. It's human. So, I mean, just simple equipping of verbal praise cues, or maybe a little celebration of some sort. You know, I mean, just little cues that we as people, we want that.
And do we give these cues to our people or to our prospects?
Yes. It works both ways.
Right.
If my prospect does something with that proposal, and let's say they say, let's go, I'm going to take this to this chief financial officer and share this with them. Or let's say I'm going to take this idea home and talk to my wife about it. Reward them. That's good behavior. They're trying to do things. You mentioned earlier, I'd be glad to give you a reference, Jim. Mm-hmm. Let me call your prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Reward them. Just say something nice.
Yep.
Sometimes I think we could live in a kinder world. We just all need to say something nice.
We need to recognize, we need to get out of our own way, be a little less self-important, have it be a little bit less about us, Sheldon, and be a little bit more about everybody else. Hey, Sean, I need your website again, please.
SeanMDoyle.com.
They can find your books there?
Yeah. You can, and there's also a great video series that breaks down all of these ideas in depth.
So check that out. Hey, Sean, good job today. Come back soon.
We love it.
Sean Doyle, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.